What is up, everybody? I am Ant, and you're checking out the Uncensored Pressing Podcast. I am your current WWE pay-per-view champion, and I am ready to defend my title this Saturday at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. That will happen during our prediction special, which will be dropping tomorrow as well. We are giving you our special WWE Friday Night SmackDown recap from February 10th, 2023. I had the pleasure of attending this event live. So I'm going to give you a quick recap of what happened and sort of my thoughts on the event. So you start off with Paul Heyman. He comes out and he has both titles and he gives this really long promo. And he basically just says that without the Undisputed titles, there's no Island of Relevancy, there's no Paul Heyman, there's no Bloodline, and there's no Roman Reigns. And that's when Sami Zayn comes out to a huge pop. He comes out from behind Paul, and he basically just tells Paul not to tell Roman not to worry about Cody Rhodes, but to worry about him because he will be the one that will take the title from Roman Reigns. Sami looked really strong in this promo. He did a great job making Paul look nervous and making Paul understand that, look, he's got more competition than just Cody Rhodes. I was excited to see that happen. We have our first match of the night. Hit Row with B-Fab take on Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. Drew and Sheamus get the win after a huge bro kick. These two teams were had good chemistry together, but Drew McIntyre and Sheamus are two huge guys with great physiques, and they deserve a shot at the tag titles, I believe. But anyways, after the match, the Viking Raiders come up on the screen and they challenge McIntyre and Sheamus to a tag match next week, and it will be an epic match. I'm excited to see this one. But they go backstage where Jimmy Uso is trying to call his brother Jay, but he gets no answer. He has to defend the tag titles later on tonight. We then see Lacey Evans defeating a jobber with a Cobra Clutch after she applies the hold. She continues to hold on to that move. And Lacey looked good in this match. I don't know why she was fighting a jobber, but needless to say, she still looked great. And it was good to see her. I had saw her in 2019, and it was good to see her again. We then see Jimmy Uso backstage, and he's nervous because the tag title match is up next. Jay's not answering. He doesn't know what he's going to do. He ends up asking Paul Heyman to be his partner in case Jay doesn't show up. And Paul's like, no way, you got to do this on your own. We then get our tag match, Ricochet and Braun Strowman taking on, well, it seems to be one half of the tag team champions, Jimmy Uso, but then he stops Samantha Irvine, the ring announcer, and tells her to look up. And that's when we see Jey Uso coming down from the arena. The fans went nuts. I went nuts to see him. And they had an amazing, amazing match. Usos ended up getting the win after Ricochet nailed a splash on top of Jimmy. And Jay nails a flying splash on top of Ricochet, and they defend the titles. After the match, they hug. The fans went nuts. It was great to see the Usos again after speculation of them not getting along in the storyline. So it was great to see the Usos back together. After the match, though, Jimmy asked Jay if, he's in still with the Bloodline, and Jay says he doesn't know yet. And you see Paul Heyman watching in the background. That does not look good for the Usos. Paul Heyman, we know, is a sleazy character, and he's the type of guy who will start some trouble with that. We then see Natalya come out. She trashes Shayna Baszler and says that she is happy that she went on to win the matches in the Elimination Chamber match this Saturday and thinks she's the best woman and that Shayna Baszler is just a Ronda Rousey wannabe. Shayna comes out, confronts Natalya. Ronda Rousey then makes her comeback after losing the women's title to Charlotte Flair. She comes out, and Ronda and Shayna both attack Natalya. Shotzi tries to make the save, however, that is fruitless because she ends up getting beat up by both Shayna and Ronda. So that sets up a tag match for this Friday. Shotzi and Natalya taking on Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. Good to see Ronda back. She's a great heel, and I'm interested to see what she's going to do for WrestleMania this year. We then go to Sami Zayn backstage, and he sees Jay, and he's like, listen, I got to talk to you really quick. I want you to know that you don't need Roman. You don't need the Bloodline. I acknowledge you, and I appreciate all that you do. And the two of them fist bump each other. This is very dangerous what Jay is doing because he knows that Roman is definitely not going to be happy. We then get a match that was made earlier on the night. Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville taking on Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan. Liv and Raquel get the win after Raquel hits a Tijuana bomb to Chelsea, and she drops Liv Morgan on top of Chelsea to get the win. And it was great to see Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan is very beautiful in person. I was happy to see her. Raquel looks great. Great, awesome tag action. Sonya Deville is the only one that I'm kind of not really a big fan of, but it's okay. We then get a backstage interview from the WWE SmackDown Women's Champion, the Queen Charlotte Flair, and she says that she taught Rhea Ripley a lesson 3 years ago at WrestleMania, and she will put her in her place at this year's WrestleMania. Excited to see this. I don't know if I really want to see Rhea and Charlotte again. I had seen this match live. I don't know if it's really a WrestleMania-worthy match. However, we'll have to wait and see what happens. We then get our main event, the Fatal 4-Way match for the number one contendership for the Intercontinental Championship. We have Rey Mysterio, Santos Escobar with Zelina Vega, Karrion Kross with Scarlett, and Madcap Moss with Emma, all four of these men competing. It was amazing. It was great to see Emma, Zelina Vega, and Scarlett. It was even better to see Zelina Vega. It was my first time seeing Vega. I was so excited to see her. She looked great. All three of these women looked great. And Emma, surprisingly, looked very beautiful. But it was great to see all three of these women live. Scarlett looked amazing as well. You can't stop without talking about her. Rey Mysterio is a future Hall of Famer, legend, definitely. So it was amazing to see him too. Moss ended up getting the win, the surprising win, after nailing a flying elbow drop to Rey Mysterio. And now we know that Madcap Moss will challenge the Intercontinental Champion Gunther at some point. Very surprised to see Moss. He's very good in the ring, interesting character, good-looking fellow. But we'll have to see how he does against Gunther. I don't know. We'll see. But our show ends with a backstage segment between Paul Heyman and Jimmy Uso. And Paul tells Jimmy that it's best for he and his brother to stay home and not show up at Elimination Chamber in Canada. Because sometimes when you're watching something on TV, you see things that you don't see live. Very interesting comment from Paul. I wonder what he's trying to do here, what sort of issues are going to come to face the Usos come Elimination Chamber. We are on the road to WrestleMania. Elimination Chamber is this Saturday, live on Peacock starting at 8 p.m. Very excited for all the action there. We have to get through Monday Night Raw, another episode of SmackDown, and then we have our Elimination Chamber predictions dropping later. So much happening. Thank you guys for tuning in. Christian will be back with us live with our next episodes. Thank you for tuning in. Stay safe and stay uncensored.